Good morning, I'm Jamie Caudill. We've got Emily Chandler on the line with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Good morning, Emily.
Good morning, Jamie.
It must be time for tree power again. Is that right, Emily?
I was going to say, we're talking about spring things, but there's snow on the ground, Jamie. Something's wrong.
I don't know what's going on, but we're hopeful for spring and summer, especially with the Festival Hydro Tree Power is back for Stratford. Is that right?
It is back, and I had to look it up. We actually started this program in 2021, which is pretty unbelievable. And, yeah, we're bringing back these affordable native trees for Stratford residents to purchase.
And this has been a big success, so it's back today. In fact, you can order starting today, too. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. At 9 a.m., sales will go live, and we have 8 different species that people can choose from, between $25 and $30 each, which is an amazing price.
So reasonable. And this has been a great partnership with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority, along with City of Stratford and Festival Hydro. Really nice partnership with this.
Yes, it's a perfect fit because Festival Hydro is really interested in helping residents reduce their energy use. And a great way to do that is to plant a beautiful tree.
And again, so reasonably priced at $25 and $30. So if they go to the website, do they get the listing of the trees? Because I'm thinking if someone is picking up a tree, I don't know which tree to get. Is this right for my yard or for my area? That sort of thing.
Yes, we've tried to make it pretty easy. So we've included some facts about each of the species, about what type of soil they grow in. Very important information, like how big the tree will get, and then people can choose based on whether they're looking for lots of shade or to attract birds, things like that.
Okay, and when's the tree pickup date?
The tree pickup date is on Saturday, April 26th from 8 to 10 a.m., and that's such a great day because everyone's arriving excited to pick up their tree. And then excited to hopefully go and plant them.
Absolutely. Again, it's going to be happening at the Stratford Dog Park parking lot, so that's on Packham Road. We'll share the details on our socials and with mystratfordnow.com. And Emily, why is it important for people to pick up these trees and purchase these trees?
So it's a really easy way for people to not only increase the beauty on their property, but to help the environment. So I touched on the fact that a lot of these trees appeal to wildlife, but they also help with keeping your house cooler. They help with erosion, sucking up the water when we have big rainfalls. So like multiple ways that this is a good idea.
And again, it's 8 species, and we should again mention these are our native trees. So these are trees sort of for this area, if you will.
Yeah, they're chosen specifically because they'll do well in the Stratford area.
All right, so we'll share the details with the City of Stratford, Festival Hydro, and Upper Thames River Conservation Authority Tree Power. Tree sales open today at 9 a.m. Again, you can go online to thamesriver.on.ca and get some details on that. And Emily, we'll try to think more spring-like weather because we have spring arriving at Wildwood Conservation Area.
Yeah, believe it or not, spring is here, and with that, we bring back our shoulder season, and that starts on Tuesday, April 1st, where we are open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. daily, and this has access to wildwood, including the trails, the reservoir, if people want to bring their own canoes and kayaks, and then the day use area. And also the ever-important washroom facilities.
Oh, for sure. But this is just a great idea, and this has gone over quite well, especially when the weather is cooperating, these sort of early openings, if you will.
Yeah, absolutely. So we started this as a pilot, I think, 3 seasons ago, and we really weren't sure, but we saw it as a way to respond to the increasing number of people that were wanting to come and get outside and enjoy the trails. And so, as you mentioned, like, it's been really well received, so we're looking forward to having people back. The fee is $10 per vehicle. That's up to 4 people, so really reasonable pricing to get out and enjoy nature.
And again, these are sort of day passes, so that's daily 8 a.m. through till 4 p.m., right?
Yes, absolutely. So that's day use access, and then the camping will start on May 1st.
All right. Well, we look forward to that. I think just talking about this, you know, tree power and, you know, spring at Wildwood, it's warming us up.
Okay. Happy to help with this. I looked out my window this morning and thought, nope.
Oh, come on, Emily. Emily Chandler with Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Again, we'll share all the details. Again, also with wildwoodconservationarea.ca. Emily, before we let you go, anything else on the go? There's more programs and programming coming up, too.
Yeah, there is. Actually, at Wildwood, we are running another nature school program, so that has a few spots left. And then we are really gearing up for spring, summer, so booking programming on those weekends at Wildwood, which is exciting because those are always well received.
Oh, for sure. And Emily, hopefully we can check in through the spring and summer season for stuff that's coming up too. Yeah. Alrighty. But in the meantime, well, thanks, spring. Emily Chandler, Upper Thames River Conservation Authority. Thanks, Emily.
Thank you, Jamie.